Zion, Siftes, Mishaburas, Sifkat, and Sadi Beis. So the case of Rabbi Yavish, Rabbi Yavish, Hatzalamish, and it's our Prusa Shalchom, and it's Prusa's Mahatza. So he's talking about pieces. Mishaburas stresses that it has to be pieces. Veno Nikr, and you can't tell which one is which. That's what the verse of Tzaruvus. Why are we stressing that it's pieces? Dilu Nisar of Kikr, Besech Kikr, if it had been a full Kikr, Kliyam Aloy Bottle, the Habitab Rishabaminion, the Veda Bottle, Philip Elof, commercial is Barbara Yardin, Simit Kufiud. There's something known as Mira Rice, there's been a bit of Beroiv. Chazal instituted certain things because of their Hashibis, there's no did a bit of Beroiv. One of them is chaticha, really is kabed. It's such a chashava item. You would serve it to your guests, etc. One of them is davar shebaminyan, something which is sold. It's sold not by the pound, not by the individual item. So each item has a chashivas to it.
Like an egg?
Like an egg. So I sell eggs, you know, by the amount, the number of items. In other words, I don't sell nuts. By number of nuts, they said by a pound. So, but an egg, or something, it has a chashivas to it. Each one is sold independently, and I pay you more per egg. So each one is separate. So it's not bottle. So something where a loaf, a full loaf, is called davar shebaminyan is not bottle filled by aleph. So that makes this whole discussion here, the pace of the discussion, an irrelevant discussion. It's not just, you know, because of the. Of comments, it's so the Mechaber said, even though it's by Shari Sirm, it's Botel Chad Betray, by over here, by Matzah, it's even Belov is Loi Botel. Why is that? Tzadik Gimel, Loi Botel, Kimen. Dim Nisar V'lach B'lach. If in a case where it was a liquid mixture, chazar masakan and pesach that the isur is even a mashahu. So gam by yavash echmir, therefore by yavash also. So by lach b'lach number the shir shishim. Chazal said that even a mashahu is a problem. You know, it could be 1 to 1,000; it's still usur. So yavash, which normally the shir is 1 to 2, they're also machmir. We will not differentiate the halacha over here whether it was mixed in with its min or it's mixed into a different min. I mentioned to you yesterday there's two potential issues running over here. One of them is the chumra pesach, we're going to be machmer. One of them is because it's davar sheish l'matirin. The Rosh Hashanah Matir in the Loch is in your day that only applies to Min B'Minoy. Min B'Shen and Minoy, there's no Chumra of the Rosh Hashanah Matir. So, when he's stressing over here, since I'm telling you the reason is because of the Chumra of Pesach, the Temer Ramacher by Lach B'Lach, Ramacher by Yavesh B'Yavesh, therefore it's going to be true whether it's Min B'Minoy or Min B'Shen and Minoy, that's going to be not Batal. Because had the reason been because it's the Rosh Hashanah Matir, that would only be Halacha by Min B'Minoy, not by Min B'Shein Amin.
When we say Davash Sheish B'Matirin, that does it? Let's say it becomes just Mutter Midrabbana, Midaraisa, but not Midrabbana. Let's say, for example, you didn't sell your chametz; it's sitting in the house. It's so not mamish chametz,
right? So then
is that considered Davash Sheish B'Matirin?
No, because you're not going to be able to eat it. Matter of fact, we actually possibly there's.
So then you should have some of the coolest of that. The reason you're so machmir on chametz, you're saying, is because it's a davar sheish b'matirin that you could. Well, if you never sold it and it's sitting in your house and you can't eat it after Pesach either, then why is that considered davar sheish?
Correct. In Echonami, that would be the scenario. So
then you should have some of the coolest involved.
You'll have the cool, right? So he's saying that that's what he's saying over here. There's another reason why it's not bottle. Besides the sort of davar sheish l'matirin, it's not bottle because of the chazal, but more machra by chametz in general. That's why we're saying there's a difference whether it's min b'minoy or min b'shein b'minoy. Well, there is a mandamer which the Mishnah Berurah mentions earlier in Sev Beis in the Bir Halacha that says the chametz is never considered davar sheyesh lo matirin, because it's interesting that mandamer says the halacha davar sheyesh lo matirin means that it'll become heter and not revert back to Isser again. The chametz
comes back next year.
So it's not davar sheyesh lo matirin, because eventually it'll go back to be a state of Isser also. So they hold that's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. But over here, what Mishmur will say another reason why it's not another reason, he's saying there's a separate reason why it's not bottle, because of the chumrah of the Isser of chametz, where it's not bottle. That's the irrelevant whether it's yesh lo matirin or not.
The chumrah is midaraisa or midrabanan?
Midrabanan. This chumrah, since chametz is so chumrah, because our machmer, it's not bottle even bell, is rabbanan. Mm-hmm. But the fizeh, if that's the reason, hamdafka shenis arab pesach. If the chumrah is because of we're comparing it to lach balach, we already said before lach balach before Pesach does not need aleph. It is bottle, it's bottle b'shishim. So we're saying we're drawing a parallel from lach balach to yavish b'yavish. The same way chazal were machar by lach balach. If it mixes during Pesach, it's not bottle at all, even b'aleph. But if it mixes before Pesach, it's b'shishim. So Yavish Rufin Yavish, if it mixes during Pesach, it's not bottle. If it mixes before Pesach, it is bottle. Therefore, I believe this Arab Pesach had a Lila. And not only that, was not only is it that true, when it's chum, if it mixes Arab Pesach had a Lila, we saw before, that also has this kula. The chumra that lach b'lach is not bottle even by elav, only starts once the night time comes. Erev Pesach after chatzos, chametz is aser, but it's bottle b'shishim. Chemelam le'yabasiv beis, dinu kashari surin. Amizara b'erev Pesach adalayla, chemelam le'yabasiv beis, dinu kashari surin, it's bottle b'shishim. Yike b'lach, shiuroi b'noisin tam, kashari surin. So if b'lach, the shiur is b'noisin tam, which is shishim. But Yavish Gamkin did not kashari serum and bought to Barov. So by Yavish Yavish, it'll be like other serum and it's bought to Barov. Now, just add the. Are you with me so far? Sounds good. Now, I just want to point out over here this is a halacha that the Yavish is bought to Barov, and that Chazal actually made it also the Rabbanan. Chazal made a halacha that if it's min b'mino, it's bottle b'roiv. If it's min b'shein b'mino, you need shishim. It's yavish, there's no flavor being transferred. Since if you would cook it, there would be flavor being transferred. And it would need shishim then. Chazal said, we want you to have shishim in case you might go and cook it now. If you're going to be matar, you might go cook it. So, he tells you it's bottle b'roiv, that's the case of min b'mino. In the case of min b'she'en or min, you would need shishim. Min rabbanan, because there you might come to cook it. The Sharsian points that out in Kufim Dalet. Chavokam sarach she'yiv necholim kulam karam alayla. So it's bottle b'roiv before Pesach, and you can eat it on Erev Pesach, but you can't eat it on Pesach. Why? Dilafachi aminan d'chazir v'neir b'Pesach. But we did say by lach b'lach there's no din of chazir v'nir, but by yavish yavish, which is bottle b'chad b'trei, when it comes to Pesach, we say the iser revitalizes itself and wakes up and becomes osir. It arouses itself when it comes to Pesach. Okay, so it's Erev Pesach is a zman of Isser Chometz, it's bottle chad betray, and you can eat it then, but you can't eat it during Pesach, because chazir v'nir. Now, but this is all true if you're talking about the issue being because of the special chumrah of chametz it's not bought to be'alef. It doesn't apply Erev Pesach. But if the reason is because of Yesh L'Matirin, Erev Pesach also, it can't be bottle because it's Yesh L'Matirin, after Pesach will be mutter. So Mr. Burr saying, according to this reason, the fees there, once I told you that's the reason, therefore this thing is true, that Erev Pesach would be bottle. Because had I told you the reason is because of Yesh L'Matirin, Erev Pesach also would have the same problem. It's not a chumrah like a iser, but it's an iser which will eventually become mutter. After Pesach, this item will be mutter, so I can't. It's not going to be mutter even Erev Pesach.
Because you passed the 6 hour already.
Because once it comes to Zman Isser, it's right now it's Osir, but eventually it'll be mutter. This item will be mutter a week and a half from now. This item will be mutter. So why eat it now? Be bittul. Wait till then and eat it behetter. So the swore of the Meshesh Matirin would apply even Erev Pesach. The swore of the special chumrah of the Chi of Carters doesn't apply Erev Pesach. So he's stressing, we're going right now with the svara of the special chumrah of chametz, which doesn't apply Erev Pesach. And the reason why is, like you have to say before, that the Bir Halacha said in Siv Beis, that Dvar Sheish HaMatirin is only if it once becomes mutter, remains mutter forever. Over here it's not going to remain mutter forever, it'll become Easter again in the following Pesach. Yeshakashu, and now comes along some and say, the Emasai loy bottle biyavish biyavish tadeyaka maisa. When do I say it's not bottle? Tafkesha iser hu machmas atz meshu chomets. The item itself is chomets. Hoye heter ba'atzma, the item itself was an item of heter. Raksha nivla by chomets mashu, but rather there was chomets absorbed in it. There was the flour wasn't ground properly, and there was a kernel of wheat which wasn't totally ground, and that kernel got wet and became chametz thick. Then he baked the matzah. He found that there was a piece. There was this chametz thick kernel baked in it. So the flavor, besides, you remove the kernel, but you still have the flavor of the chametz in the matzah. So the item itself is a matzah. So, but the problem is there's a belief of chametz in it. And now this matzah got mixed with other matzahs. Achakach. I mean, achakach, bacheris, then it got mixed with other matzahs. And now the problem isn't the item itself, it's the problem is the belief inside of it. So then, b'tochad b'shefila b'techa pesach. So this... Shita says, like, this or Masha was only the Rabbanon. So we only asked the Masha the Rabbanon, if you're talking about a specific item. But if you're talking about a Belia, which is now Nisarev, we said before, once it's Nisarev, we don't say it. So that's what some people say. And their opinion that that's not true, according to the second opinion, says chometz like the other servants, it's batel chad betray. But according to the first opinion, that's not batel chad betray. So the case of Bliya would also be a problem.
Who cares? It's if it's real chometz, you have to burn it. I mean, why are we even talking about this at all? If it's real chometz, you have to burn it.
Well, I don't,
or put it away until after yontif and burn it then. I mean, this is you're saying it's real chometz. You see it.
What do you do with
all that? No, I don't see it. That's the problem. I don't see it.
You said you see the kernel.
See, he pulls the kernel off and throws it off. He burns it. Now he says, "Okay, got to take care of the matzah." Turns around, comes out. Which matzah? Now he's confused. I remember it was
the one with a hole in it that he took it out of.
Yeah. You know, you're not a brisker. You don't see what matzahs look like. All matzahs come with holes in them. You take out the part which you didn't think was baked well enough. He was naked. It was nisarev afterwards. He couldn't tell which one it was. And we say?
So you get rid of all
them. So, it's not bottle, you can't eat them.
But you can just save them until later.
Right. This whole chumrah is the gabi achila. It's not the gabi beer. Right. Okay. I also, furthermore, I just want to point out this, even though now we're talking about a matzah, so the matzah that was a minion, right? They, you know, they count the, okay, we sell matzahs by pound, but they would sell matzahs by, you know, the, you each matzah has a chashivus to itself. But the problem isn't the matzah, the problem is the bli in the matzah. The bli in the matzah definitely is not the Tavash of a minion. Mm-hmm. So that's not called Tavash of a minion. We're not talking about the issue, isn't the item, it's what's inside of the item. Why cause it? The Kli Chomash is Arab, Besoich, Klei, Pesach, and Pesach. A Chomash of a Kli got mixed into the Pesach of the Kekalim. You can't use any of them on Pesach because there's a flavor of a chometz coming out of one of them. Because even though chab betray bottle, but this sheet is saying that even a mashu is going to be a problem, so you can't say chab betray bottle. And the Shartzin and Kuflun points out even if the kli is not a binyama anymore, so it's an issur rabbanon. It's still also mirabbanon to use it, and a binyamoy, so it's not going to be a bottle, and that. Now, he takes a step weiter, and he says like this: "Bav kashin zar be'er pesach." It's according to the argument before that the reason why. We're makros because the chumra since melach balach because our gerzer mashu, so gerzer we're also not to be bottle chad betray. So that's all. But that's only a lacha during Pesach. So if the chumas the kli got misara before Pesach, so I can't use it during Pesach, but can I use it erev Pesach to cook something? Well, chad betray bottle then. No, vav kashin zara bear Pesach nochal hakmar shalol lahaishtamish bo. You shouldn't use it either. So what's that about? So if you look at the Sharatzian, excuse me, in Kufnun Aleph, it says why are Pesach should be machmer? Kufnun Aleph, Haino Af, there are Pesach Hamel the Yabash Yabash is mutter. So the Chor the Kalim are Yabash Yabash should be bottle. Kolchem a Kalim Yesh Tachmer should have Yabash Yesh Tamatirin. But now I'm going to pull up my Yabash Yesh Tamatirin card. And Erev Pesach, it is still Yavash Yesh Matirin. Right after Pesach, you can use the Kli without any bittul. So Magen Rambam says, we pass it, Chomets Yavash, it's not Yavash Yesh Matirin because eventually the item will become Usser again. By Kalim will be Machmer. Why? Because there's a Shita in Yerideh which says Kalim with Yavash Yesh Matirin, because Yavash Yesh Matirin doesn't necessarily only mean through time. I can do a hagol on the kli and make it mutter. I can't do a gol erev Pesach because it's right now it's a ben yomo, and we don't do hagol on a ben yomo, right? So, but theoretically, eventually, I can do hagol on the kli and make it mutter. So kli is a davar sheyesh matirin, and I have a way. Instead of relying on bittul, I'll do a hagol eventually. So during the time of Pesach, we don't do a hagol. But I can do a hagol after Pesach and make mutter next year. So there's a general svara of the Rosh Hashanah material.
We say during Yantav, during Chol HaMoed is also not.
We don't do because since we'll see why not. Theoretically, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we should be able to do Hagolah during Pesach, but there are kinds of more not. But it's since there's a svara that a kli through Hagolah is called the Rosh Hashanah material, So we have a machloekas whether the chometz is called davar sheyesh lo matirin or not. In general, we have an argument whether that the kli is called davar sheyesh lo matirin or not.
I'm not seeing that could be considered davar sheyesh lo matirin. I mean, it's what you're doing in essence with hagol is getting it out. It's not the thing that's changing you're not changing the chometz inside, or the treifas inside. You're just removing it. Yeah. That's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin.
Right, 100%. But the point like this: see, you have a kli right now, which is iser, mm-hmm. and it gets mixed with other kelim which are het. So you say, well, let it be bitzel. And I can, well, why rely on bitzel if I could go be magal all the kalim and then for sure they'll all be mutter?
Mm.
So I have, in other words, the whole sort of the material is don't rely on bitzel because eventually I'll have a way to make everything mutter. So that over there, the mice, we say that we don't say that because that's a tircha yisera to go and be magal all the kalim. But there is one that holds like that. So we're going to combine over here. Echomus is one that holds the Dover Shesha material. We pass it not like that. Over there, Kli is called Dover Shesha material. We pass it not like that. But to go be Makel, when we have two arguments why it might be called Dover Shesha material, see, we're going to be Machmer. But then he says, but again, with Kli Chomets and a Ben Yoimai, she's dealing with the Rabbanon, okay? And, the Machamaniya Simchus Yomtav, Yesha Hokalim and Sarah Ver Pesach. So at least the case where we feel like, you know, the person wants to cook food which he needs for yom tov, which would be if he doesn't, that'll take away from the simplest yom tov, we can be makel. Okay, b'yeshem and the chomus of Pesach is the same as other b'surim. The time of the davka davar lach hamisariv. So what's the pshat by davar lach? They didn't argue. They agreed that davar lach is even be'alif.
When you say Mania Simchas Yontif, does that mean that he doesn't have enough pots, and that's why you're going to take away his Simchas Yontif that way? Or you're saying that he, let's say, he has enough pots, but this pot he likes?
No, let's say that the first way.
He doesn't have enough pots.
Yeah, there's some real reason why he needs this clean.
But if he has enough pots sitting around, right. That's not, you can't use that loophole. Yeah.
So what's in the second opinion? It says that by lach b'lach we say we're machri even be'alif. Yeah, but she yaveh, she's like all the yisurim, and it's botel chad b'tre. I mean, that's like, wow. Right? From chad b'tre to chad b'tre to one in shishim is like pretty far, but this is like, you know, over here we're machri, even a matcha was not enough, and it's always us. And over here we're saying, chad b'tre, you know, two pieces of matzo, a piece of chametz, you know, what's shot? The time of the davka with the relach hamisarif, the bishari surim shuroi benosin tam. Bechalal the iser of lach is the issue is not the item but the liquid, the flavor, which is the marchom of the kashir. So the shir is nosin tam. Now we just to clarify that we assume in halacha that nosin tam shishim by the vast majority of items will guarantee you that there's no flavor. The shir isn't really shishim. The shir is nice and tam. If there's enough of the item mixed in, it'll give flavor. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch, when he brings it down, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam. You could give it theoretically to somebody to taste. Well, you can't, because you know, it's iser. How he can't eat it? It's iser. So the more gives two examples. One is if the item is. His truma got mixed in, so give it to the kohen to taste. The kohen tastes any truma. He's not eating truma. He says, I don't taste any truma. Okay, don't taste truma. He's still going to eat it. Even if the amount wasn't shisha, the ratio was, if he tells you I'll taste it, and I know, you know, there's no flavor of truma in it, so there's no flavor of truma. It's mutter. What about a goy? So the problem with the goy is there's an immunis issue. Do you trust the goy that he knows that he'll tell you the truth? You have a right to trust him. But the Mora says by case of a person who's a kfeiler, he means he's a business. His business is he sells food, right? So you give him the taste. He says no, there's no flavor of chazer in there. You bite into it, you taste chazer. You're never going to buy from him again. You're never going to trust him again. So over there, it's not worth it for him to lie because his whole business is that he understands food, he understands flavors, and he tells you there's no flavor, and he says yeah, there is. I mean, I'll rely on him and I'll eat it and I'll taste. He knows what's going to happen.
He's not selling food. He's cooking. He's a chef.
He's a chef, right? So I give him the taste. And he's
not like that. If he's selling food, doesn't mean he has to know how to taste it.
Right, no. It's
a chef.
Chef, right. So if that's his whole business,
right.
So he's not giving me
money. He could lose his reputation.
He's losing reputation, so then we have a right to reliance. That's the Mechaber Paskins. So Loch HaMaisa, you know, theoretically you could take it to, but Maisa Ramos says we're not saying Mechaber Kefalim nowadays. We always rely on Shisha. We don't get involved and get taken to a kfeiler or a mo, a goyish chef, and we do shisha. That's why the shears are usually referred to as nice and tam, because that's the shear. Shear really is flavor. which theoretically some things might be less than shisha. But the point of
the flavor thing could be tricky. I mean, if you're cooking, I mean, you're saying chazer, it tastes different. I don't know, but I'm assuming it tastes different than beef. But if you have a piece of treif of beef that fell into a whole bunch of kosher beef, you won't be able to taste it. It tastes the same. I mean,
it's a
treif animal. I mean,
so min b'minoy. That's why we differentiate in halachot in min b'minoy. Min b'minoy, min b'shena b'minoy. Min b'minoy derives really doesn't need. There's no dinim less than tam. Min rabbanon is a dinim less than tam. There's no sin in tam. There's two cows. One mashat of them is found to be a treifa. One mashat of them is found not to be a treifa. Yeah. So the meat exactly has the same flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just so that's min b'minoy by even by with where mirabon and the shear is nisin tam.
On the case that we were talking about before, where they found that that chita inside the matzah, that was considered min b'mino, min shen b'mino, because I would imagine that would taste the same too. It's still wheat. I mean, and it was baked together with everything else. I mean.
Do we consider the flavor of chametz matzah into chametz? I don't know.
No, I'm not saying if you're taking a loaf of bread and comparing it to matzah, of course it tastes different. But we're saying that there was one kernel of wheat in the matzah baked together. How much of a different flavor would it have?
Right,
I can't even imagine.
Right. Okay, so he says, "Davka davar lach shenitar of the sharisum the shira benos and tam," which means it has a more chomer than kashir. Chemira v'chachomim b'chomim tabi b'mashu. So it comes to chomim during Pesach. They said a mashu. But davar yavesh b'sharisum chad b'shei botol. I mean, the level of chumra that you need for yavesh is 1 to 2. I mean, that's not like so. Chazal, we're not machmer who didn't become to Pesach. So they said, "Shabli sarisur chadi hay." The Poskim Paskin like the first sheet that it's not bottled. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, however, if one of them was eaten, for this arach chad betray, even though the ratio was 1 to 2, mutal lechol ashar lekuliyama, you can eat the rest. Why the kibin the minat hara bottle min rice it is bottle rak min rabbanon osur the rabbanon talinin shezesh and lechol hayal chametz. There's a swar that the Mora says called Tchliya. When you deal with the Rabbanon, there's a concept called Tchliya that was our makel to say that you can be told that this case being that the Easter was removed already. Or let's say you have a situation where you had two containers. We had this before. You had two containers. One container was a container of chometz, one was a container of matzah, and two items fell in. One was an item of chometz, one was an item of matzah. So can we be terrible and say that the matzah fell into the matzah, the chometz fell into the chometz, or not? So if you're dealing with derises, the answer is no. You can't make that. You have to know. If you're dealing with, case of chametz rabbanon, you could be terrible and say that the chametz fell into the chametz and the matzah fell into the matzah. Because that would make all the allow you to do tliyas. So here my tliyah would be that the one which was eaten was the iser, so all the remaining ones are now heter. Because if it arises, it's bottle. It's only rabbanon, it's aser, so you can do tliyah. Okay. Yud. Now, since we've got mutter gam pesach. Even though we're being makra by Pesach, and we're saying there's a loch of mashahu, but the head of nesin tam lifgam, that if the flavor is not a good flavor, it's a bad flavor, that it doesn't create iser, that apply by Pesach also, according to the Mechaber. So the Ramah of Hagobah Yesh Machmir, some say not like that, we're machmir. V'chein noigin me'elu medinus. That's how we're noig to be machmir. Welcome to Yesh Minig LaHachmer, in place of the Minig is to be Machmer, and that's the Talmud of Gam. So that's the Talmud of Gam is a Mochlaikus. And it means it's a Chumrad Rabbana. And Mashu is also Chumrad Rabbana. What about the case of Mashu and that's the Talmud of Gam? Afilo mashu when it's tamav gam osir. Even the two chumras meet together. First of all, it's a mashu, and even the flavor is not tamav gam. Still osir. Okay. So the mishabur tzadivov. Let's tamav gam water. Hatam. So what's the pshat? We're machmir, even a masha was also. And here we have actual flavor being going in. We know it's flavor going in. It says it's stale flavor, it's mutter. Like, you know, that sounds like a pretty wide, what's the logic? Tenehidich miru chachamim lesser chachamim spepesel b'masha hu hainu isham. That will give the masha hu, it's only masha hu, come welcome yesh shem israel, but the masha hu is masha of chametz. Well, the sword of Tom Pogum is the following. Kishatam Pogum, Poki Isur Ligamri, Veno Yochel Lesra Tarubazafila Bachila. The Torah did not answer Tom Pogum. So this is not the Isur of Chometz. Over there it's Chometz, but you're saying, well, there's a bit of Bittel. So you know what? Chometz said no Bittel. That in Isur of Gam is not a question of Bittel. Isur of Gam is not what the Torah answered. Paka, it's removed. This is removed totally. Even yochel lesser tarubas, they can't answer the tarubas. I feel about even eating it. In other words, not just on law, but even eating it. Feel any of the tarubas shishim. Even though there's not shishim, then on Pesach, bechol apratim, I'm a vorba yaradeh simen kuf gimel in shari sura mayin shom. It's the same thing as any other isur. That doesn't tell if gam doesn't answer with certain rules. Now, he calls it in the tarubas. It's about the flavor goes in tarubas pogum, so it doesn't answer it. Avlin yin chometz atzmoi before lebasim and tafim beisiv tez ein shom mishaburim. But the chometz itself, even if it's nifsol meachilas adam, as long as it's not nifsol meachilas kalev, you can't eat it. Why is that? Because there's a sort of achshavim. Once you, if you take that and put it in your mouth, you made it back into chosh. You're being machshav and eating it. So taruv is a flavor. I'm not being machshav of anything. I'm not. I'm eating my heter, and there's some flavor in there which I can't do about it. I can't get it out. Can't squeeze it out. So I'm not giving any chashivas to the flavor. If I pick up a piece of chametz which supposedly is not edible anymore, and I eat it, what am I saying? I hold it as edible. So mirabon, there's a concept called achshavei, and therefore you can't. It's not giving mutter. The truth is, even if it's nifsul mechilas kelev, so you can keep it and you can be ahead from it, you can't eat it because as soon as you decide to eat it, there's a problem of achshavei. So some say no, that we're machram, it's not mutter and pesos. The time of their argument is,
why don't you say on this thing, butla daita etzu kalata? If you're eating something that's moldy, I mean, you're making akhreid, it's moldy stuff. It's not good. Nobody would in their right mind would eat it.
You're right. It's urban. It's not the rice. The rice you wouldn't be enough to make isur. V'yesh machirim the time who they argue that's usur. So ein lo chabitol tam yersim imashu be'alef. I mean, you tell me 1 in 1,000 and it's still usur. I mean, there's no example of non-flavor better than that, right? I mean, it's 1 in 1,000, and still you tell me it's awesome.
There is no flavor in
1 in 1,000. Chazal said it's awesome. So if Chazal is going to be that machmer, who didn't know me, no satam lefgam, but Pesach, osu bachilu bano. So therefore, no satam lefgam also, which like you said, well, it's not really a good flavor. Okay. A not good flavor is more of a problem than a non-flavor at all. 1 in 1,000 is not a flavor. Mm. It's nothing. So that's why they're machmer. Okay, because of poskim, then we come welcome. But this much we would say: dimnivsa legamri actually heka afra ba'alma ebe iser klal. So no tam lekam means you have chometz again. The flavor is a bad flavor; it's stale, whatever. But if mamash the thing decomposed to the point that it's mamash like there's dirt, so that's not iser anymore. And you, even though that would be both, wouldn't nasa. V'efshar. Furthermore, we said that the heter of being nifsed l'gamri doesn't take. It's only if it before Pesach it became totally useless and worthless and unusable. So when it comes Pesach, it doesn't become usur. But if at the beginning of Pesach it was usur, the Isher Hanot doesn't go off by becoming unusable to eat. So that's but regards to the issue of not of it in itself being usher, but to now make something else usher, which is mixed into it. What's the issue? The issue is you're being the henna from it. I'm not being the henna from it. I don't know, but it makes the worst thing taste worse. So what's the hanah? So that we could argue that that would be mutter. So the remosa, that's the minig. Welcome, shade minig. You do a place where there's no known minig. So what do you do? Yes, to her, she should use paskin the following. The mekel lehipsid, machmer tabel abracha. A person who's mekel, I can't tell you that he did something wrong. A person who's machmer, he gets a bracha. He gets a bracha from the magen avram, but it's not a bad bracha. Okay, that was a psak with magen avram. So if you want to get a bracha from the magen avram, this is what you do. Then he said a vayter. He said. So it's a case of mashu. It's a nosan tam lifgam, and it's a mashu. What about that? Mashu is a chumah derabanan. Miraisa is bottle echa b'shish, and it's nosan tam lifgam, which is a chumah derabanan, which is mechloikis, and we're being mach. So we mach and two together. Yeah, we're mach and two together also. Fill the mashu nosan tam lifgam and sadi tes miyolinyan. So it's still aser. It's aser. Is that the mishabura miyolinyan? Reach, and he's really the seval of the Yesh Machmirim, and he's tarif lezeh gamkin, that's the Talmud of Gam, and the Mashu Yesh Lahokal. Consuming it, we're going to be Machmir, but smelling it, we're not going to be Machmir. It's Osir, we call Makam Kuf, Inyan Hanoa, to sell to a garden, Kilakam, Yesh Lahokal Bezeh. In other words, again, we're going to be Machmir on. We're being machmer on Isra Achila, but it comes to Hanoah. I'm not really being the henna from the chametz flavor. I'm selling it to the goy. He says, "Well, you know, there's a mashu chametz. I'll pay you extra." I mean, what benefit am I getting from selling it to the goy? So who got mashu? It's only a mashu. My people got him. You see it all. The Masada the Yontav Achron Yesh Alkali Misra Mishteyam Yachtav Afil Achila. But in case of it, there's some of gam and it's a mashu. You can even eat it on the last day on Yom Tov Achron. Okay, it's all done here.